Is your seed prepared for some of the challenges to come in 2023? Maybe it's tar spot, maybe it's corn rootworm. These are just some of what you need to consider ahead of the next planting season. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Agronomist Ryan Gennell is along with us. He's an agronomy manager with Wyffels. He previews what's to come based on current monitoring programs for pests and diseases. But first, he reflects on this year's harvest.
I've been talking to a lot of growers in central and northern Illinois up into southern Wisconsin that had some farm record yields, field record yields, exceptional growing season this year. Probably as you move north, only complaint was that it was a little bit slow to dry down, especially as you get in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin, but that's usually a good thing. That means we're having a longer grain fill period and we're adding bushels.
But overall, a smile on faces when it comes to production and maybe even price for that matter, huh?
Yes, for sure. Usually record yields come with record lows, but right now we actually have bushels and a pretty good price. So pretty happy farmers, other than fertilizer prices. But
there are some headwinds along the way, whether it's weather, whether it's input costs. But what are some of the challenges that we overcame in 2022 that'll serve us well the next growing season?
I think we learned a little bit more about tar spot this year. In Illinois, we didn't have much come in till a little bit later. It didn't yield rob yield like it has in the past. We also learned that fungicides still pay, even though might not have heavy disease in certain areas in certain years. We're still seeing a good yield bump there. We probably learned that we need to protect that plant from tar spot, you know, and into dent stage. Even if it comes in late, if we have corn that's not at dent yet, we may need to spray.
How early are the signs that tar spot might come up?
We've found that if we start to look at weather maps in July and August timeframe, we start to pinpoint those places that have had the 6, 7, 8, 9 inch rains and 10-15 day time period. That's keeping that canopy super wet, and leaf wetness is really the key. We're finding out its environment. I think we have the inoculum now in the soil. It's going to be around every year. It's just a matter, are we going to have the right environment and the rain and the leaf wetness to let it take off?
Well, now everyone's mind at this time of year is on seed. Any insight or advice on what farmers should be looking at?
Kind of depends on what route you're going, but we have a new SmartStax Pro trait out in a hybrid that would fit southern Wisconsin very well for corn-on-corn growers and maybe some areas that's had high corn rootworm pressure in the past. It's performing very, very well into a little bit fuller maturities. We've got a couple of our fuller maturity hybrids that are doing great also this year.
What other factors do you need to wrestle with to determine which hybrid is going to be best for your field?
You really need to look at what trait package, like I said, is probably one of the first things, but it all really comes back to yield. I like looking at the overall package. You might pick the one that's the very best on tar spot, but I don't sell pretty green pictures in fall. I sell bushels of corn, so you still have to have a hybrid that's going to yield very well also.
Tell me about your monitoring program.
We're probably the industry leader in corn rootworm monitoring. We have a network of customers, sales reps, employees that put out yellow sticky traps in the summertime. We're constantly monitoring them. We actually update those results live on wyffels.com. Any customer can go kind of zoom into their little area and see how many beetles we're catching. Once we do that, we can kind of predict maybe what trait or how intense the rootworm's going to be the following season.
So what have you noticed at the end, you know, even in the fall? I think the adults, don't they overwinter, or their larvae can overwinter? What have you noticed in trends in your monitoring program?
Yep, in our monitoring program, we're probably still seeing northern Illinois, you get above like I-80 or I-88 into southern Wisconsin's definitely still the hot spot for Illinois. We didn't see a really major increase, but we're just seeing a consistent number of over-threshold traps in those areas. So, and maybe just a little bit of an expansion on where some of the trait resistance to rootworm is coming into play. So want to definitely keep an eye on that as well.
Yeah, and not just for, you know, a seed to be able to resist that, but I mean other treatments as well. What are some of the other solutions available to farmers to tackle that problem?
Luckily, soil insecticide, it's been around for years and years and years, and it still works pretty well. Sometimes you need a little bit of rain to activate it, but we're seeing where we can go to a non-GMO or a double pro possibly with soil insecticide where we have resistance issues, and we're still getting good control and getting very good yields in those severe populations.
What else is Wyffels looking forward to in 2023? Any other advice you can leave us with?
Yep, probably just our new hybrid package, our new class that we have out. We have probably as broad a package as we've ever had, from early maturity. We go all the way to 118 day now, and that new class has been performing at the top of our plots all the way through the season.
That's Wyffels Agronomy Manager Ryan Gennell joining us, offering some insight into what growers should be aware of for the 2023 planting season, specifically in southern Wisconsin. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.